everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me. And let's just have a little nice talk here. It's a very fresh September day. And it's funny because I've been talking all summer about how hot it is and how pleasantly hot it is. It's never really been brutal, although last week we had some pretty hot weather. And now all of a sudden, just like everybody's promising, boom, here it is, cool, fresh. I have to wear long sleeves, and it's lovely. I love the seasons. I love the change in weather, and especially, I think this is about my favorite time of all, cool, fresh air, not too cold, not too anything, just lovely. And it's also a favorite time for me because this is the harvest season. You may have heard people talking about the harvest moon. So we've got this big moon sitting in the sky last night and tonight. And this is the time when all of the farms and gardens are really overflowing with my favorite foods, fruits and vegetables. I really like to go out on the east end of Long Island right about now and drive out to all of the organic farms out there. It's a lovely drive, and I love to bring back the squashes that are available, especially the red curry squash. That's about one of my favorites, and I like to use that around Thanksgiving time, but we're not quite there yet. Okay. So here we are. It's September 9th, 2014, and I want to bring on my first guest. And we've got Talia Furman here, and it's a big day for Talia because her first book is being released today, Love Your Body. We're going to be talking about that. She has a degree in nutritional sciences from Cornell University and has contributed to Vegetarian Times, Veg News, Positive Impact, DiseaseProof.com, CrazySexLife.com, PsychologyToday.com, and more. And she lives in Newport Beach. Hi, Talia.
Hi, Karen. Thanks so much for having me on. I am really excited to talk to you today.
Well, you know, it's a very, I don't know if you realize this, but I just realized it. I went back to review the transcript of our interview that we had 2 years ago, and I discovered two things are crazy coincidences. One is we spoke exactly 2 years ago today. It was actually September 11th that we spoke. And,
are you kidding me? Wow.
No. And then the other surprise was my second guest today is Miyoko Shinner. I don't know if you know her. But
you interviewed her the same day, 2 years ago.
Yeah, she was on the same show 2 years ago. And I haven't had too many people back for a second or third time. And it's just so crazy that both of you are on this show today. So
life is a crazy adventure.
It is. Anyway, two wonderful people talking about my favorite subject, food. And congratulations. It's a big day today.
Today's a huge day for me, and I couldn't think of a better thing to do than talk to you today.
Well, I'm very flattered.
And 2 years goes by pretty quickly, but a lot can happen in 2 years, and I've been plugging away at this book and loving every second of my job for those 2 years.
Well, you mentioned 2 years ago that you had started working on this book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how life works out, and the book itself, you know, you have to think of the idea first, but the book has taken its own journey and transformed into a project that I'm really proud of. And it did start out as a mostly nutrition book, and the book itself does have, you know, the majority of it does cover my favorite nutrition topics and things that I think are really going to fascinate readers, especially because I discussed some interesting facts about health that my dad hasn't covered. But I really am proud of how the book has taken a positive psychology and mental health and body image turn. Those issues are just as important, and I'm just as thrilled to help people understand how the first step to becoming a healthier human being is taking care of our mental health, and that's the first step. You know, so many people have, you know, emotional eating problems, you know, they eat for emotions, and but if you wake up every day and you want to, you know, eat healthfully, the first step is loving yourself and loving your life and feeling confident that you deserve to take care of your health and not get a disease later on and feel the best that you can feel. All of those things come with your how you feel in your head and your mind. So
it's a great topic, and you know, unfortunately, I think most people have an eating disorder of one kind or another. Not that we would go to a doctor and say I've got an eating disorder, but we've all got issues with food, and we need to work through those issues, whether we're really thin or just perfect or overweight or whatever it is. Everybody's got. Well, most people, I don't want to say everyone, but most people have food issues. And what I love about this book is your voice really comes out in it. It's young, it's energetic, it's refreshing. And then you manage to sneak in some smart science about nutrition in there in a way that I don't think will scare people off.
I appreciate you mentioning that. It was so important for me to use as many scientific references as possible and have them there for anybody to look up on their own. I'm a huge advocate of doing as much digging as possible on what the science has been showing, the latest research. And there's so many fad diets out there, and if I'm going to be, you know, sharing my passion for, you know, what's in a certain food or, you know, the health benefits of, you know, eating, let's say, you know, healthy fats. I wanted to make sure that it was really solid in the science. And I remember writing those, you know, every chapter of the book and just being riveted by what I was reading and the research. And I wanted to make people enjoy that information and find it as fascinating as I did, and I think that just comes out in my voice in the book.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's been frustrating me over the decades, it takes a really long time for the mainstream public to pick up on things, and sometimes they pick up on things that aren't the right things, and that makes things even more complicated. But over time, I think a lot of people have gotten the idea that red meat isn't healthy, and unfortunately, they've decided it's okay to move over to chicken and fish, and a lot of their doctors will tell them to do that. And fish is getting a lot of press as a health food. And I quoted you today on Facebook where you say in the book, do you want to remain quick-witted and dementia-free in your later years? Avoid fish. Can we dish fish?
It's sad that there's, you know, the time that we're living in as human beings is just the waters are just so polluted. And it's, you know, let's say, you know, we had fish was clean in the water, you know, thousands of years ago, it would be a completely different story. But it's gross when you think about, wild fish versus factory farm fish. You know, most of the fish we consume comes from a fish farm somewhere. And I was very grossed out with how salmon is produced and the pink dyes that are used, how horrible they are for our bodies, and researching that most of the shrimp that we eat comes from China, and how gross those and polluted the shrimp that we eat here are. It's probably one of the worst things that you can put in your bodies. So I'm glad to share what I know with everybody, and hopefully people will think twice before they order fish at a restaurant or go buy it.
Now, I mentioned before, I think we all have a lot of eating disorders, but we're also a society that is very concerned with how we look. Fashion's very important, and looking good is very important. But what boggles my mind, and probably yours too, is that the best way to look great, inside and outside, is with a healthy diet, and most people don't get that or want to go for the quick fix, and it just boggles my mind. Is it just because they don't know?
You know, every human being is different, but you and I think what's fascinating is that everything in life is interconnected. And the more we feel great about how we look on the outside, the more confidence that we're going to get on the inside, and vice versa. So, you know, if I think a lot of women, you know, even myself, if I for some reason just didn't have a very good day, and I put on makeup and I just have fun with it, it kind of let, or do my hair, it makes me feel better inside when mm-hmm. I, you know, have fun with fashion and makeup on the outside. And the same connection with food is there's definitely the more, you know, greens you eat, the more wide variety of plant foods you eat, it's just going to show up on in your skin. It's going to, you know, obviously you're going to find your ideal weight. All of these things are so connected. And I think that people, you know, once they learn about this, how what we eat will show up in our appearance, I think it's going to change the mentality and the motivation that people have for eating a plant nutrient-rich, plant-based diet. It's not just about getting, you know, preventing disease, getting cancer or type 2 diabetes. No, this is for young people everywhere. This is going to help you feel amazing today. You're going to have more energy, and you're going to look your best. I always get compliments on the quality and vibrancy of the way my skin looks, and it is not a coincidence that it's 100% related to taking care of myself and exercising in addition to eating the right food.
It is not a coincidence, and the skin is really reflective of what's going on. It's the largest organ in our body, and people don't even realize that, and it's what we put in our bodies will affect our skin, I think, much more than what we put on our skin. Although that's important, too, but it's more important what we put in our bodies that
right,
reflects the health of our skin.
Right, and our attractiveness is based on a multitude of factors and, you know, how we process meeting people, how we come across to others, our impressions, you know, smiling, all of these factors. So when you are feeling healthy, you have a lot of energy, and your skin looks good, that will come across in your social interactions, and there's a ripple effect. You'll be a happier person. Happiness and smiling is contagious. You'll become, I believe, a more charismatic individual when you are proud of how you eat, you're proud of the way you look. Having a rich social life and looking forward to every day is also healthy. So all of these, I think that's what's very cool about the book, the Love Your Body book, is I talk about how every action we take can improve our lives no matter what you're going through.
Okay, now I love food. It's all about food. I love the food that I eat. And, sometimes my partner Gary and I, we sit on the terrace and we have our meals and we look at the food that we're eating and we just smile at each other and say, you know, we're the luckiest people in the world. Nobody eats as good as we do. Our food is so delicious. It's nutritious. It makes us feel good. And I wanted to say you've got some pretty awesome recipes in here too.
The amount of happiness I get from making these recipes and eating them needs to be shared with as many people as possible. they need to know how delicious plant-based healthy food can be. We need to throw the idea that, you know, you have to eat bland foods like wheatgrass and I don't know what else. It's just the reputation of healthy being bland and boring is so far from the truth. We have such an array of spices to use, and spices are so good for our bodies that, you know, to have the creativity to play around with them and make a mouth-watering meal is wonderful. And I know that a lot of people don't like to cook or they're intimidated by it.
Yep.
Like, I think that's a problem. And to create confidence in the kitchen and know that you don't even have to spend that much time or money on creating healthy, delicious meals is an empowering thing. And I think people just need to give it a shot and realize, like, okay, I can try this recipe and let's see how it will come out. And I did have a lot of fun creating recipes, but I made them very, you know, it's a lot easier to follow a recipe than it is to create it. So I hope people feel the same way I do about how absolutely mouth-watering and enjoyable healthy food can taste.
You know, I didn't mention before that you're the daughter of my favorite doctor, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. And, of course, you have access to a lot of great resources and information that's helped you become so knowledgeable about nutrition. But you also mentioned in your book that your dad likes to cook, and he's great at preparing food. And it made me stop for a minute because he does so much right now, and he's so busy. And I thought, when does he ever have time to make meals? And apparently he does.
He's loved to cook my entire life. And you're right, it doesn't happen as often as I or the rest of my family would like, because he's such a creative cook. Like, he doesn't measure anything. He'll just throw things in the blender and make a salad dressing, and it will be the most delicious salad you've ever tasted. And I actually haven't had one of those salads for quite some time because I live on the West Coast and he's always traveling and lives on the East Coast now. But, man, did I just get these vivid flashbacks to his amazing, amazing salad. And he has so much energy. He will put, like, all of these ingredients, all of these, vegetables and even sometimes fruits into a salad, make a creamy dressing, and he'll toss this huge salad in like a big bag or something, so all the dressing gets all over it. It's a really healthy dressing with we usually make nut based dressings and put in spice. Oh, they're just so good. I could talk about them all day.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't have a lot of time to cook these days, but the fact that he does just shows that anybody who's busy can find some time to learn how to put some delicious foods together. You just have to want to.
You have to want to, and it's honestly never been easier. We didn't have the high-powered blenders, food processors, the convenience of just putting something in the oven immediately, you know, all of these modern life conveniences. We can just run to a farmer's market or a health food store, pick up the ingredients we need. We can even order online. And so it doesn't have to be difficult, and you can have fun. I like to cook while I'm listening to audiobooks or listening to my favorite upbeat music, even sometimes a movie if I've made the recipe many times before and don't need to pay attention as much, you know. But it's a really pleasurable creative activity that you should enjoy, you know, with other people too. So make it fun.
Make it fun. Now, one of the things that I like in one of your bean dishes is you add a little tahini, and it makes a wonderful creamy background to all of the great flavors.
Huge fan of tahini, and nutritional yeast and tahini together is amazing. You can make a creamy sauce that, you know, it's going to taste like dairy.
I know. It's
so good.
Such a great combination. What are people missing that don't know the tahini nutritional yeast experience?
And then throw in some Italian spices in there, or even tomato sauce. I love Italian food. And then, you know, let's say you add mushrooms and spinach and get some veggies in there. And I love it. But also, people who aren't used to eating this way, they can start loving it too. I think it's scary for people to change their habits and their routines, and our taste buds are completely programmed to the foods that we grew up on and are used to eating. But even if you grew up on a conventional American diet, our taste buds are able to change. It's just, you know, trying new foods and making them on a regular basis, and then slowly you'll start to crave the new foods just as much as you started to crave the old foods that you enjoyed. So I think it's really important going into this to have an open mind, and just sometimes you need a little bit of a push to tell yourself, you know, I'm just going to try this. If I don't like it, that's okay. I'm going to keep, trying some new recipes to figure out what I do like more, and then, eat healthier plant foods more and more. It doesn't have to be all or nothing either. My specialty of my dad is he helps actually, get his patients better from type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disorders, that sort of thing. That's a stricter plant-based diet to do so, but I want to, also relay the message that, especially young people who are healthy, it doesn't have to be all or nothing to begin with. Just try eating more fruits and vegetables, try enjoying healthy fats in the form of avocados, nuts and seeds, and chia seeds, and flax seeds, all of these things. And I was fascinated by all of the micronutrients, but like vitamins and minerals, phytochemicals, these little chemicals inside each of these foods and the different composition of nutrients in every single plant food that makes them so powerfully disease protective and great for every aspect of how we feel. And it's no coincidence that my dad also has so much energy, and mm-hmm. when you meet him, he is one of those passionate people you know. I totally understand why that is, and to have a role model like that and a dad is just something that is probably one of the greatest gifts I will ever have in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to be able to approach this in a new way.
Well, I'm sure your mother and father are both very proud of you, mm-hmm. especially today with your book coming out. And what's important about it is young people are not, it's probably not on their radar as much as it is with people who are older, chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes, cancer. When I was in my 20s, I wasn't really thinking about those things. And that's the time when you should be, I don't want to say thinking about diseases, but thinking about making your body the best that it can be, and that will only make it better for you as you get older. You're going to look great as you age, and nobody wants to get ill. And the best time to prepare is as soon as you're conceived, obviously, but you don't have much choice there. And then a lot of us, when we're being raised, don't have as much choice in what we're eating. But as soon as we're young adults, we can totally take over what we're eating and how we're taking care of ourselves.
And this is the time, and healthcare in America has never been more expensive, and I can't stress enough that, getting a disease later in your life and having, to spend so much money, go to a hospital, get shot, there's a lot of physical and emotional pain. Taking care of yourself is also it's not just a gift to yourself, it's a gift to everybody else in your life, because to have a family member who has a serious health problem is also emotionally taxing on the people who care about you. So I also view taking care of yourself as a form of caring about other people. And when you have more energy and you're able to accomplish more at work, and certainly eating a plant-based healthy diet is going to make us feel better than if we ate, a conventional American diet every single day. People will tell me, once they've improved their diet, how much better they feel every single day in the present. So I really cannot stress enough that you think that you feel okay now, you think you're just getting by, but maybe you feel like you need coffee every day, or maybe you feel like a little sluggish or tired, and then all of a sudden you feel lighter after you can eat a lot on a plant-based diet. If you're eating a big salad or stew or whatever it is, you can eat a lot of food, but you can still feel like after you eat the meal, I feel really good. I feel refreshed. I feel like I have a lot of energy. It's not weighing me down. It's very different eating experience than somebody who just had a hamburger. It's just not like that action in the present has a huge effect on the present. Not just about preventing diseases later in life, although that's very catastrophic.
Hmm. Do you have any good stories of people's reaction to your message?
I think good stories about people's reaction to my message all the time. I would say the best thing in the world for me is when I hear from somebody who's about, 12, 13 years old, and they're just like, Talia, you're helping me out so much. I'm getting my parents to change, and I feel so like you're such a role model to me, and I'm so excited that I started so young. There's a lot of really smart preteens and teenagers out in the world who are just excited to eat this information up, and the fact that they can, start eating healthily when they're so young is probably the best news and story that I have. And just to be able to go through my emails and read these stories of appreciation, I don't think that I could have a better job ever.
Okay, now what's next?
What's next?
It's released today. What's in Talia's future? So that when I talk to you 2 years from now, we can say, yep, did that.
Healthy makeup. I love natural beauty, and I'm excited to be doing research and creative writing on the chemicals in cosmetics and how they affect our bodies. And so basically what we put on our skin and how to create makeup and cosmetics that are high quality and actually good for us. So that there's always going to be recipes, and my website, you're always going to see more articles on health and nutrition. And so my website's always going to be there, and I get a high from my creative writing. So I would say makeup and continuing my passions for nutrition.
That sounds pretty good. I had a friend recently who was asking me or telling me that she had discovered that all these horrible things that were in the products that she had been using, and then we started having a dialogue back and forth about what kinds of creams and lotions and products you can use on your body. But I always like to say, if you can't eat it, you don't really want to put it on you.
No, and there's really not a makeup product that you can actually eat and and it would work.
I know. You don't want to eat your mascara, but you don't want it to have toxic ingredients in it to put it on your body.
Talk about, like, there's actually lead that's been found in some animal products, but there's lead that's been found in makeup. That's not okay, and people should know about that.
Mm-hmm. That's not okay. Whew. Okay. Yes. Well, I'm very excited about this book, and I hope lots of young women and girls read it and learn a lot and get smart and healthy and feel good inside and out, because that'll just make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for having me on, Karen. It was really wonderful to talk to you and share my message with you and your audience.
I'm sending you a big virtual hug.
Yes, thank you, Karen. I'm sending you a virtual hug as well.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. All right. That was Talia Furman, and you can find out more about Talia at taliafurman.com. Shall I spell that? TaliaFurman.com. Love your body. Sounds really good to me. Okay, well, we're working on that concept, breathing in, breathing out, and thinking about loving our bodies. Let's take a break. Okay, and now we're going to come back and talk about vegan cheese.